morning and welcome to Resource Stock Digest. This is Mark Cullivan. Today on the program, I have my good friend Mickey Fulp, better known as the Mercenary Geologist. Mickey, how are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you, Mark?
I'm good, and you know, I haven't talked to you, so Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Today I want to just get your overview on, you know, we just finished a fairly dismal year in the junior resource sector, 2012, a lot of downturn to it. There was a handful of companies that had good results and performed well, but overall it was pretty dismal. And so now we've turned the calendar over into a new year. And what do you see going into 2013? Do you see us turning a page or continuing, or what's your take?
To review, the venture index was down almost 18% over the year, and that's in contrast to major markets. S&P 500 up 13%, emerging market index up 15%, NASDAQ up almost 15%. So what really has happened is the junior resource sector has completely fallen out of flavor, and a lot of that has to do with there have been too many bad companies out there. We went through a boom where everything got financed, and there just aren't that many good companies and that many good projects. So I think the coming year is going to be in large part more of the same. We still have a lot of companies that can't be financed, and they're going to drop off the board, and I think that's healthy for the overall market. But when bear markets like this happen, the baby gets thrown out with the bathwater, so all companies, good and bad, are going to suffer, I think, over the next year.
I could see that definitely happening in the sector, and it's a necessary evil because the market does need to purge itself of all the bad companies and projects. Once that happens, ultimately we emerge out the other side with a much more strong and robust market, and hopefully that happens sooner than later. When you look out, do you have any kind of estimate in your own mind of time frame when you think the pendulum swinging back?
That's really hard to guesstimate, and that's all it would ever be. But it takes a while for purges like this to happen. For instance, in 2008, early 2009, we had a more or less a 15-month bear market there. Then starting, let's say, in December of 2007 with a collapse in Nova Gold was kind of the catalyst. And the market didn't really come back until really the end of the first quarter of 2009. So that's 15-16 month purge, and it wasn't long enough because all the bad companies, all they did was issue shares for debt and roll back and keep the same crappy management and the same crappy projects and start out with a better looking share structure, which any rollback hurts current shareholders. But then it all starts up again. We had another 2-year bull market. So these things don't happen quickly. And the market since the end of tax selling season, let's say as predicted in mid-December, the venture index hit its 2012 low, and it's been on the uptick a bit since then. Doing the math in my head, it's up something on the order of 50 points since mid-December. So that's up 5%, let's say. We usually get these first quarter sort of rallies. This is historically a good time for the business. The good companies will tend to shine through this or at least maintain their market capitalizations, whereas I think a lot of bad companies are going to get worse and worse until they go away, roll back, get new projects, kick out old management, become shells, go bankrupt, whatever happens.
Little market Darwinism at work here.
Yes.
Ultimately, I think you and I are in agreement that as it runs its course, it definitely will be healthy for the overall sector. Obviously, there are good companies out there with good projects that are well-financed that should be able to weather the storm. One company in particular that we're both shareholders in that I think this is going to be an incredible year of advancement and milestones and excitement is Mawson Resources. Mawson is on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the symbol MAW. I'm really looking forward to 2013 because they were able to clear some hurdles. Let's talk a little bit about Mawson. I know you're a big fan of the company and their CEO, Mike Hudson. What do you see going on this year for them?
Like you say, it's going to be a year with decision points and hopefully positive milestones. One thing about Mawson is it's maintained its market capitalization. It's well-financed with significant money still in the bank. shareholders were rewarded last year with essentially a 20-cent dividend with the spin-outs of the Peruvian gold properties and Darwin Resources and the Scandinavia uranium projects to European Uranium Resources. So you essentially got a dividend, and here the price is back up again. And one of the key things about Mawson is they have a fund, the Senient Fund, which owns something on the order slightly less than 24% of the company. And this is a fund that are very strong backers and are willing to put additional monies into the company as needed. So with the recent permitting of claims and a pending clearance of the Natura 2000 restrictions on other claims, we look forward to drill results at the Rompus project, which the company has never been able to test fully. So we expect a significant portion of drill testing to be done this year. They have a new discovery about 10 kilometers away, another gold uranium discovery. So Mawson is a company that's been stable. Look at the chart. It's been fairly range-bound over the last couple of years, and that's what you look for in these bear markets, are tightly held companies with good management, good projects, and they've maintained their market cap. So I'm bullish on Mawson. I have to say they're a sponsor of my website. I'm a dedicated shareholder, so I'm financially biased in my views, but it's a company that is a core holding for me.
I'm biased also, as I'm a shareholder. They're a featured company on Resource Stock Digest. You know, it's difficult not to be bullish, though, with that company because, you know, let me just do a quick reset for those people that may be new to the story. In the decades that you've experienced this market as a geologist and as an analyst, have you ever seen numbers come back as high as Mawson received in their initial sampling?
As far as gold and uranium assays, no, I've never seen anything like this, and I don't think there's a geologist in the world that could say that he's seen anything that's this high grade. But by that same token, these are very small and discontinuous occurrences within broader outcrops. So the real key here is going to be for Mawson to demonstrate continuity of grade and over an aerial extent so they can develop some tonnage in this thing. So it's going to require very close space drilling. At some point it's going to require bulk sampling because these very high-grade nuggety occurrences are not going to be able to be evaluated properly through drill cores. So they've got a long ways to go. This is still very early days. But they've mitigated that fact with new discoveries in the area, and they've also are picking up new copper gold projects in central Sweden. The company has aces in the hole and a couple other trump cards that they can play at some point. I mean, this could be one of the greatest discoveries of the current boom, or it could amount to nothing. Until we get some drill testing and some bulk sampling, there's still risk involved in the project.
In the very least, it's going to be one of the most highly anticipated drill programs in recent memory. And I'll tell you, I'm really looking forward to this year now that they got the green light. And I believe they've already moved at least one drill rig onto the property and are commencing this month. So it's going to be fun to watch. And I look forward to getting the updates from Mike Hudson and the crew. Mickey, I always enjoyed talking to you. I'll see you in a couple weeks up at the Cambridge Show in Vancouver, and we'll have to see how this market shakes out. So I appreciate your time. Everybody, this was Mickey Fulp. He's the Mercenary Geologist. His website is mercenarygeologist.com. I'll see you in a couple weeks, Mickey.
I look forward to it, Mark. Thank you.